This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
How impressed were you with the victory overall, and then at the same time, what were the things that maybe you came out of it concerned with?
Yeah, it was a good win, Big O. You know, obviously the Dolphins' offense looked really good on the first drive of the game and the first drive of the second half. You'd like to see some of the things that you saw on those drives replicated more often as we move forward here in terms of more and more run-pass option, more and more tempo, more and more aggressiveness. Obviously, Tua got himself into trouble a couple of times with the aggressiveness. But I liked the way they closed out the game. And obviously, you have to like the way Xavien Howard, made a game-changing play. And other players also forced fumbles. Javon Holland and, I believe, Christian Wilkins, four. So, yeah, these guys, the Dolphins draft players who know how to make game-changing plays. And I think the Dolphins defense gives their team a chance on Sunday against Buffalo. If you remember, they lost to Buffalo at home early last season. But in that game, Byron Jones went out early, and Noah Igbinoghene really got exposed, and Xavien Howard wasn't healthy. So I picked the Dolphins to win the opener. I'm actually picking the Dolphins to pull off the upset against Buffalo on Sunday.
How about that? You and me again, because I'm picking them again to win this week, too. That's the other thing that I think we have learned about Flo, is that his teams are resilient, brother. And the ultimate lesson was the first year. He should have lost his team at 0-7, and yet they stormed back to go 5-4. That shows me that he's well in touch with his team, and he has a good sense of who belongs on the field, who doesn't, who's in a good mood, who isn't. Communication-wise, as tough as a dude as he is, it just seems like he has a sense of awareness of who his team is.
Yeah, you know, they're very focused. They're very disciplined. They're very tunnel-visioned. It can be boring from a journalist's perspective. Not a lot of guys say too many interesting things, very Patriots-like. And it's Patriots-like in that it's, they don't worry too much about feelings. And what I mean by that is, hey, Bernardrick McKinney, we're better off without you on the roster. I know you took a pay cut, but see ya. Sorry. Good luck. Thanks for your contribution. Mike Gesicki, you're one of the top receiving tight ends in the NFL last year. But you know what? In this game against New England, you're not going to play as much as Dorham Smythe and Hunter Long. Maybe he played more than Hunter Long.
But yeah, slightly.
The other guys.
Yeah.
Because we need to focus on blocking, especially to help out Liam Eikenberg making his first start at left tackle as a rookie. So, whatever it takes to win, Brian Flores really does not care if you would prefer to see Tua throw it 40 times. Does not care what any media member or any fan wants to see or feels that he or she needs to see. All he cares about is finding a way to win. And you just have to imagine that way more often than not this year, he's going to do that.